The Torre Thea. The location of La Torre Thea suggests that its first use was related to the line of coastal surveillance designed by the Nazaris, Muslim descendants of Yusuf ben Nasr, the founder of a ruling dynasty in Granada during the 13th century. However, the remains of the tower found today correspond to a later building constructed in the 18th century to ward off Berberisco pirate invaders. The tower itself is a dry stone wall fortified tower created through a combination of stone masonry combined with brick. It had a semicircular floor with a recessed retreat and a shortened conical section. Its original height would have been 11 metres with a maximum width of 15 metres. The look of the tower at the beginning of the 19th century is known thanks to original drawings that persist from the time of a project carried out to consolidate the structure's foundations, carried out under the direction of Don Nicolás Garrido in 1807. The project involved filling in the open part of the tower with a supportive substrate, and a securing of the exterior masonry is proposed to avoid the building degenerating into ruins. During the War of Independence, the tower was blown up by the English, at the time allies of the Spanish, in order to avoid it being used by the invading French army.